Welcome back, everyone, to The Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping right into something new, a tool that's supposed to help us, you know, cut through all the information noise and simplify things a bit.
Exactly. We're looking at Checklist Genie. It popped up recently, getting some buzz. The idea is, well, a smarter way to handle tasks, routines, that kind of thing.
Okay, Checklist Genie. And we're pulling this from where? Product Hunt, mostly.
Yeah. Primarily, it's Product Hunt launch page. That gives us the creator's own story, how users are reacting, feature details. So a pretty good picture, both the what and the how it feels in practice.
Got it. So the core idea, it's meant to be super simple, right? Create and share lists fast. But the hook seems to be the voice and AI angle.
That's definitely a big part of it. It's positioned as like a shortcut, a way to get organized, track your daily stuff, weekly things, monthly routines without a lot of fuss.
A shortcut. I like the sound of that.
Right. It's aimed at getting you the info or structure you need quickly. Like if you need a packing list, you get it without having to rack your brain for every single item. It's about lowering that cognitive load.
Okay. That sounds really useful. So let's unpack that. How does it actually work? You've got an idea. How does it become a list?
It's actually pretty slick. You can literally just say what you need, like packing list for a weekend camping trip to Yosemite. Or you can type it.
Just say it.
Yeah. And the AI just, poof, generates an actual usable list. Mm-hmm. For that Yosemite example, you'd see stuff like, you know, tent and stakes, obviously, sleeping bag, headlamp, but also helpful things like trash bags, leave no trace.
Ah, so it's not just basic items.
No, it tries to be smart about it. The AI is basically turning your kind of vague idea directly into concrete, actionable steps. It's like having that super organized friend, but less judgmental, maybe.
Maybe. Okay, so that's the creation part. Instant lists, pretty cool. But what about working with others? You mentioned sharing. That caught my eye, too.
Yeah, the collaboration piece is interesting. So when you share a list, it's not just view only, the person you share it with. They can fully edit it.
Fully edit, like add things, check things off.
Exactly. Add items, tick stuff off, make changes, and it all stays, and this is their term, perfectly synced across everyone's devices.
Okay, that sounds genuinely useful for like group planning or family chores.
For sure. It tackles that problem of shared lists getting out of date or everyone having a different version. This aims for real-time interactive stuff.
And the story behind it, sometimes that tells you a lot. The creator, Tim Holmgren. This came from a personal need.
Seems so. He apparently stripped down some of his older projects, Dope Notes, Aloha Planner app, maybe you've heard of them, aiming for pure speed, simplicity, and clarity.
Iterating towards simplicity. I like that.
And he used, you know, modern tech Swift UI for the interface, Firebase for the back-end sync, and ChatGPT is the engine doing that smart list generation.
So it's not just a simple wrapper. There's some real tech under the hood making it feel simple.
Right. That's kind of the fascinating part here. It's this blend of a personal itch he needed to scratch combined with, well, pretty advanced AI to make something that feels intuitive. It's tapping into that trend of tech sort of fading into the background, just helping you get things done without you needing to think too hard about the tool itself.
Yeah, offloading the mental planning part.
Precisely. Let the tool handle the structure so you can focus on the actual doing.
Okay, so wrapping up, Checklist Genie. It's basically trying to take you from idea to organized in seconds, making lists and routines feel, well, effortless. Organizing your thinking, maybe, not just your tasks.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
And it leaves us with something interesting for you to think about. As AI like this gets better at streamlining our daily planning, our routines, where's that line between getting things done efficiently and maybe, I don't know, overthinking it by not planning ourselves? And what new ways of collaborating or managing our own efficiency might this kind of tech unlock down the road?